Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today. We began yesterday looking at some of the readings from the Gospel of John that we're getting this week from the church in the daily readings at Mass. There's a great treasure here. It's the discourse with Jesus and the Last Supper and his leading ultimately to his beautiful prayer in chapter 17, but it's John 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there, those different chapters. And Jesus gives, and John, the beloved apostle, communicates to us the central teaching, I think, of Jesus' whole ministry. Jesus' whole purpose for coming was to lead us to live the first commandment, to walk in it, to understand it, that it's God's priority. And Jesus called it the first and the greatest commandment. And he called that for a reason, because it's the pathway to our fulfillment. It's what is the ground of all things, the love between the Father and the Son, which pours forth, which is really the Holy Spirit. The life of the Trinity is the ground of all things. And the relationship for all eternity between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the greatest thing. And John, this beloved apostle, reminds us that God is love. It's not just something God does. It's not just a characteristic of who God is. God is love itself. It's such an astounding, amazing mystery with implications for each of us today. First of all, the gift that God has given us to be able to open up the mystery of what's at the core of all reality, his self-revelation, giving us an ability. And the amazing things, friends, this is what we were made for as human beings. It's astounding when you think about it. Cows can't perceive into the mystery of the Trinity. Eagles and hawks, whatever, animals, lower life forms can't grasp the mystery that's revealed. We were made to know this, the mystery of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And friends, this is the core meaning of life. This is the place from which life will come to us, and the place through which and in which we will experience transformation and fulfillment and joy and wholeness and goodness, and will feel like we're living life to its full when we receive the offer of this gift of love that Christ has brought to us. For God so loved the world. I mean, the word love is used in so many ways. It can be hard to express what we're talking about here, because immediately we go to romantic love or the silly Hollywood sort of rock and roll music expression of love. I mean, there's some truth in some of that, but it's shallow compared to this, what Jesus is revealing to us. And we'll notice in the readings this week how Jesus connects the obedience to commandments and love. You know, we instinctively think of commandments as just being rules, a burden, something that will empty life of its fun and excitement, just hard, all that kind of stuff. Jesus doesn't see it that way. And he showed us in how he lived. When he walked on the face of it, he did everything the Father told him to do, the Ken commanded him to do. And he came to show us this because he loves us. And how does he love us? He tells us in John's gospel that he loves you the way the Father loves him and the way he loves the Father. It's hard for us to grasp what that means, the way the Father loves the Son and the way the Son loves the Father. God loves you the way God loves God. He loves me that way. And God is this love, this self-donating, spectacular, beyond description thing, which is God's love. He's that way all the time. There's never a time where his love for you decreases. There's never a time for his delight in you and his willing your good and wanting the best for you you warm his heart. I mean, all this stuff that we experience, the deepest part of human love on earth, is just a tiny glimpse of what God's love is really like. He looks at you and he delights, just like he looks at Jesus and he delights. Those who are in his Son live in his love, is what Jesus said. So yesterday's gospel reading, for example, here's Jesus talking to the apostles, the Last Supper. So Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." So what do we know? What do we learn here? This is so good. A lot of times people say, "I don't know what God's will is for my life. I don't know what God thinks about me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do." Usually that means, when we say that, people who say that don't read the scriptures, don't read God's word, because it's really clear. Jesus says things like this to us time and again. He makes it so clear. We say, well, okay, God wants me to love him first. That's the great commandment. How do I do that? Jesus said, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." So receiving the teaching of Jesus, receiving his commandments, abiding in his teaching is a way of abiding in love. Walking in his commandments and putting them first in your life, the way he called you to and calls us to, this is one of the ways in which we abide in Christ and walk in him and live in his love. He goes on, he said, "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father." I pray, really, for my sake today and for yours, that these words that we may have heard many, many times, we may have read them, we heard them in church on Sunday, "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father." I pray, Holy Spirit, that you help us understand the magnitude of what's being spoken here by Jesus and what it means to be loved by God the Father, the origin of all things, who's infinite in power and wisdom and mercy. But what's greatest in God is love itself. Help us understand and help us receive that love so we can live in that love. Friends, I think one of the things that we need to do is to study this, to pray with it, you know, internalize these words of Jesus, memorize them, commit them to your memory, talk about them, pray over them, you know, get before the Blessed Sacrament and beg the Holy Spirit to put this in your life and make it come alive, because Jesus is talking about us knowing the Father and knowing the Father's love, and knowing how God looks at us, how he feels about us, is very important, a very important dimension of what it means to walk by the Spirit, to live as a Christian, to live as a child of God. We use all these phrases, you know, that we from the Bible, we know that we're children of God and that we've been born anew and we're to a living hope, and faith, hope, and love is in us. We know all these words, but think about it. How often do you walk through a day like a secure child, totally confident, knowing that you're loved and that you're valued, and the love of God is what upholds you, and it's there for you all day, every day, no matter whether you're in a good place or a bad place, whether you're walking fully in him or you've fallen, his love never stops. He wants to live. He sent the Spirit so that, Jesus will tell us, so that the Holy Spirit will help us understand this. At the end of the reading here today, he says, "I have told you this while I'm with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you all that I told you." Those who are baptized into Christ are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are indwelled. Jesus came and died on a cross and rose again to the right hand of the Father. This act of amazing love is for what purpose? So God can come and dwell in us. God has come to live in us. Jesus puts it this way: "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." He's saying this, whoever. He's not just saying this to Peter, John, James. He's saying it to whoever loves Jesus will be loved by God the Father. Friend, this is the greatest treasure that anybody could ever possess. So wherever you are today, broken, lost, discouraged, depressed, afraid, confused, alone, abandoned, or in an amazing place in terms of things all seem to be going well for you and everything in between. What we're reading here today is the most important thing in your life. It's the most important thing you can know. It's the most important thing you can live in. It is the whole meaning of why you were made. It's the only place you will ultimately find fulfillment and satisfaction. And then Judas, of all characters, no, not Judas Iscariot, I have that wrong. So Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. Whoever loves me," Jesus said, "will keep my word." It's really a constant theme for Jesus. And then John echoes it in particular, but the other apostles do as well. They got this. It was internalized. That the love language of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the language of obeying the commandments. That is, these commandments are crucial for us and why Jesus insists on them. And he insists on the right order of the commandments. First, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Not just because he wants to heap burdens on us or kind of keep us fenced in. What he wants to do is he wants to set us on the path to ultimate fulfillment. He wants to set us on a path to become everything we were meant to be. And the only way to live in the Father and in the Son is to live the way they live, which is total, radical, self-donating love, seeking the glory of the other. Jesus said, "Look at my relationship with the Father. His will is my food. I do everything that he commands me. His word is life. And I've come to give you life, life to the full." And it's directly commanded to keeping Jesus' word. And this beautiful line, which we should chew on for the next, you know, every day for the rest of our lives. We will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Do you know how valuable your life is? Do you know what an amazing creature you are? You're a wonder. I mean, if you're listening right now and you're drunk, you're addicted to something, your life seems to be falling apart. Well, that's the result of being weak, sinful, living in a fallen world, and being alienated from God and from God's truth. But friend, Jesus is here right now today. The promises he's giving are promises for you. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He had nobody else to come to except fallen sinners. I mean, all of the people he's talking to here in this scene at the Last Supper, they're all going to, you know, some are going to betray him, some are going to deny him. And he's saying, how do I love you? I love you the way the Father loves me. Live in my love. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, friends. There's just so much gold here. If we can internalize this, the church will radiate the love of God and transform the world. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.